KeyCanRead.com and
purchase my book.
Strong.
When they say what the truck look like, it look like a... All right.
Tony,
all my ladies out that truck as far as they go. Let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch. She truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig. She truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids. She truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big. She truckin', she truckin'. She truckin', truckin'. She truckin', truckin'. She a boss, she do it big. She truckin', truckin'. She a woman with a rig. She truckin', truckin'. She truckin', truckin'. She truckin', truckin'. Often hated, never duplicated. Nah. We underestimated, cause it's male dominated. But we getting payment like it's money motivated. Our clientele rated, while they dragging, we gon' slay it. By the hour, we them girls and we got power. Yeah. Haters everywhere, like some taxes, they be sour. Dropping loads on the road and we be running. Run. You can never do it like us, and that's a bummer. Huh? They got my back, so I got my girls with me. Yeah. I can't be like you, cause the shoes just won't fit me. All these moves and we make it all happen. We just showing food while the rest of y'all rapping. Clocking in and making ends, running racks up. Focus like a lens, we don't focus on the trends, nah. Like a truck is pulling in, told them back that. Focus and pretend, we don't notice who they is, nah. Take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it bitch, she trucking, she trucking.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the She Trucking Podcast for another episode with Miss Sam, a female diesel mechanic. I'm so excited about this show. You know, as being an owner, operator, and being in trucking for a very long time and not being mechanically inclined. So this is going to be one of my favorite shows and I want you to stay tuned, but I want you to share it out, share it out, share it out before I bring her on. We got to give her a big audience to be able to, so share it out, because there's someone you know that's having a mechanic problem, they don't know what to do. So you got to stay tuned to the She Trucking Podcast show. I want you to follow, like, share, subscribe. This episode is powered by CTR Media Network. Shout out to my sponsors, okay? She Trucking has sponsors. Make sure you go to CTR Media Network. And make, if you want to start your own podcast, but let me shout out my sponsors. Of course, we do not condone drinking and driving, but I will say shout out to Miss Sakari Spirits. This is a Black-owned, women-owned spirit company, okay? So if you want to start your own brand or you want to just support Sakari Spirits at SakariSpirits.com. Also, we have Relay Payments. If you want to save $30 at the fuel pump to my She Trucking members, somebody share this out in She Trucking, please. Share this out in She Trucking because you need that discount code, save 30, and then you're going to get $30 at the pump because of our sponsors and corporate members of Relay Payments. Also, last but not least, we have True TMS System that I will be popping up in just a second because for some reason I don't see the flyer, but it's okay. True TMS is a transportation management system that help you with your trucking company. Keep it organized and really, really keep it managed. But today we are going to be talking trucking, okay? We're going to be talking about the mechanics out of trucking, the part that I don't know nothing about. So I had to call my friend, Miss Sam, and she's in the Atlanta area, so you're just going to hit up her number. Hey, I need a mechanic, okay? And call her when you need to be able to see what's going on with your truck, okay? And so I'm going to play a quick commercial from my last sponsor, Vavo. Y'all know I got to play my Vavo video. After we come back, and make sure you check out Vavo North America on YouTube. I think it's 50,000 to 500,000 people have already watched this video, in the millions. I think it's in the millions now. And so make sure you go to YouTube and look at Vavo of North America and be able to check out the full episode. It's just a little clip, y'all. And we are back. Hey, Miss Sam, how are you doing today? I want to get you to unmute your microphone and then you can come on in and introduce yourself. Thank you for joining the She Trucking Podcast. As y'all know, this show is live, so we may be experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties, but it's okay because Tina always got a backup plan for us to run some commercials. Oh, we back. We back. You with me? Can you hear me? No problem. Please introduce yourself. It's a little jet lag on the side. Maybe if you're on Wi-Fi. Are you on the Wi-Fi?
No.
No? Okay. Well, introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay. Well, first off, everyone, my name is Silva Bryan, and I'm actually go by the name Sam. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. I've been in the diesel field for about 20 years now. I specialize in heavy equipment, tractors, trailers, forklifts, pretty much anything that can turn, I can fix it. But I'm here for your needs. I'm good at what I do, so I just try to implement that in everything that I do in my business. Area, we also have techs in the Dallas area. We have techs in Florida as well as New Jersey and for, like, you know, new customers that's willing to work with us as well as help our business grow.
Awesome. Awesome. So y'all are nationwide. Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Let's see. How about now?
No. It's okay, y'all. We know, you know, we live, so just be patient with us. While we're live, I'm going to ask you to like, share, follow, and subscribe, okay? Because this is live. And we're going to work it out because she's getting ready to give us some great information. And I am so thankful that y'all have tuned in with us. So as we work it out, oh, I think that's good. Don't move it. Oh, Lord, don't you move it again. Don't you move it again because I think we got it. Awesome. This is perfect. Okay. So you work on all type. Do you work on cars or just semi-trucks? Is it just
diesel? I mean, that's what we specialize in. Sometimes, you know, for emergencies, like I have got car calls, but we try to stick to the diesel side of things and, you know, fixing the trucks and stuff like that.
Thank you so much, Miss Stephanie. She said, hi, ladies. We're always patient. We appreciate you over on LinkedIn watching and checking out this the She Trucking Podcast. So how did you discover your passion for being to be a mechanic?
I would say that I was in college at the time. I was like 17, so I was going to Savannah State. And at the time, I was going to school for a mechanical engineer. I had an old school car, so it was like, you know, I'm a college student on a budget, and then I started kind of experiencing difficulties with my car. So my granddaddy, he was a mechanic, and, you know, I used to call him all the time and be like, hey, Pop, my car doing this. And he was like, hey, you need a 13, you need to, he'll talk me over the phone, how to locate what it was I needed to fix, and he'll tell me how to do it over the phone. So then one time I tried to fix my vehicle myself and I couldn't get it. I just couldn't figure it out. And I was like, he tried to help me as much as he could, but of course, I couldn't get it. So I took it to a shop and they charged me all this money. And after they charged me all this money, I was just like, you know, I drove my vehicle for like a week and it broke down again with the same issue. So at that point I said, I'm never taking my vehicle to a shop again. And I just went from there. I just started mastering my skills, started going to school, joined the Army, got certified as a diesel mechanic through the Army, got as much certification, everything trying to train and they was going to send me there, I was going. So that's I just took off from there and just continued to grow in the business.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You mentioned having an old school car. Well, I had a 1988 box Chevy Caprice. It was clean.
Okay. It was a 1989 Cadillac Brougham.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. What kind of car did you
have? Brougham. Fleetwood.
Fleetwood, yes.
Long body, yep, that's what I had. So, hey, I love that car. That car got me through college.
Yes, you know, and though now you don't see them as much because now they like collect those items. But like you said, so I bought a 2005 Freightliner Sentry because I knew, like you said, you could work
cat on engine in it.
Truck. No, I didn't know. I had a Detroit 60 series.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's going to be either or.
Right. No. I had a Detroit 60 series. And so that truck was really good for me because it was things that I could do for myself.
Easy to work on.
And so you talked about being in the Army, being in the military. Mm-hmm. So what tools did you take from being in the military that you transferred over to your discipline when it comes to being a business owner and an entrepreneur?
I would pretty much say a lot of it, like just the discipline of it, like being on time, being punctual about where I'm at, what I'm doing, how I'm doing things, SOPs, you know, everything has a procedure, a process. So just following and complying is like one of the biggest things in the military that you have to do. So I would say that's like one of the things I definitely implement in my business. Like I'm all about compliance. I'm all about safety. I'm all about, you know, making things the right way. If you want it done the wrong way, then you got to find somebody else. So, because if you call me, it's going to get done the right way. So that's kind of like been my thing. The aspect of just, you know, covering yourself, that what we call it, covering yourself, as I took that from the military, is important to cover yourself because, you know, stuff happens and somebody got to point the finger. So when it comes down to safety and things not right with trucks, I'm documenting, I'm making sure, you know, that you're informed. You might not want to be informed, but by the time I'm done with it, you're going to know everything going on with that truck. So
absolutely.
I like how I do things.
So thank you all, everyone who's watching. Oh my God, y'all are showing so much support. Y'all probably like me, like, oh my God, it's a mechanic out here.
Yes.
Because we know that the environment that you in is a male-dominated industry. Can you talk about and really elaborate on how it is to be a woman in that male-dominated space? And you may, listen, let me just say this, y'all. The name of the company is Smart Decisions. So if you contact her, you're going to make a smart decision. So exactly. Let's talk about a woman in the male-dominated industry.
Okay. I mean, I'm so immune to it, honestly. Like, it has changed a little bit now because more females are starting to, you know, get into this industry.
Really?
But I would say in the beginning, like, when I first started and, you know, became a mechanic, like, it was challenging because automatically, you know, you're a female, so they automatically feel like you can't do it. You know, you amongst a bunch of men that automatically think that they should know how to do it. So it's like, oh, well, you can't do what I do. So that's why it was so important to me to master everything I did, because automatically the strikes against me just by being a female in a male dominating field. So how I did that, I just mastered and just being the best at what I do. And by that, and showing people that it's just kind of like a win-win. Like, I mean, they more so feel like, I would say that the men in the industry, they can be very intimidated by me because, you know, it's like but they have to understand that I have years of experience. Like, I just didn't wake up like this. So you can't just expect just because you're a male that you're going to automatically know and do what I can do just because you're a male. And that's just a narrative that's just kind of like saturated right now. But I would say outside of that, just dealing with males, I'm used to it. I've been doing it for a long time. I know how to shut them down, you know, because I know what I'm doing. So it's kind of like I educate them too in the process. So it's just, I would say it's not challenging as it was in the beginning, because I had to become who I am today because of that. So it kind of, it molded me into a better technician too.
I totally agree. I think that when you going through these challenges and you overcome it, it make you a stronger, better person. It's the experience that shows, you know. And I'm so proud of you. I just want to
thank you.
This is so inspiring. So for anybody who interested in becoming and walking through the listen, because this is. Sometimes we pave the way for people to come on in, right? So if there's any women who are interested in becoming a diesel mechanic, what should they do? Where do they start?
I mean, honestly, that's something that we definitely working on right now, like a program that we want to start to actually start, like, basically implementing a school to train people that do want to become mechanics and do want to get their hands dirty and learn a little bit more. Like, they might not necessarily want to be a full-blown mechanic, but they want to know how to change their own oil, or they want to know how to change a light or change their airlines or change out basic stuff that you shouldn't be calling me for. So,
you know, the light bulb.
Yeah, certain basic stuff that as an owner operator or as a driver of a truck, I feel like you should know how to do it. And that's just going to save you in the long run on maintenance, you know, it's going to save you. So that's something that we definitely like in the process of like putting together this course to basically teach owner operators, teach anybody that want to learn how to do this. I've done that. That's what I've been doing in my business. I've been training people to learn how to be diesel mechanics. So I know I can do that.
Are you doing hands-on training?
Yes, ma'am. That's the best. That's the only way. I mean, I can educate you on the book side, but then you still got to apply it, you know. So that's, you can have all the book sense about it, but once you put it to work is when you actually learn it. So it's hands on over here.
So now give me some places for them to really start. Okay.
Because
we really want them to get started if they're interested in this. I know it's some apprenticeship programs out here. Mm-hmm. There is some colleges and stuff that people can, or programs that people can apply for that is available as well. So let's give them that as well.
So basically, if you want to go be more so on the education, because there's so many different programs. Like, if you just want to have a basic knowledge of it, then you can definitely take an online course. But like I said, if you really is when it comes to being a diesel mechanic, everything is more so educational. You only get your experience when you actually go and work for a company or something like that. So on an educational purpose, you can go to a technical school where they offer a program, but most of them are offering programs for like 2 years now. Or you can do an online course, which just kind of educates you more so on the verbiage of a diesel mechanic online, which that course is typically, you can take it as you go with Ashford College.
Thank you. So what did you learn and get your certificate? Is it a certificate or is it a degree?
Well, so
really educate us, because I'm telling you, I'm coming to not knowing anything about the mechanic space. So you gotta tell me straight to me.
So on the diesel side of it, I got my experience through the Army, because that's pretty much that was my MOS. It was started as a 63 Bravo, and then they switched it over to a 91 Bravo. So that classified me as a wheel mechanic, which we worked on all the equipment, all the calamars, forklifts, all the equipment that the Army had. That's what we worked on. So I was able to obtain that from there. And then as far as like automotive and my technology degree, they came from Georgia Piedmont College here in Atlanta. They have like a 2-year program where you can go there and learn all the, like, basically it's a degree because you have your English, you know, all the different core classes, but then the curriculum of it is what makes it the complete degree. So I got my degree through Georgia Piedmont for my automotive technology as well too. And then everything else is just pretty much like, as far as my certifications and stuff, all our certifications, if you are a mechanic, it's through ASC. So all of our ASCs is that how we get certified and classified as being a certified mechanic.
Well, I just want you to know that you have our support. When I open up the school, we will be recommending people, sending people your way. She is a part of the She Trucking community, everybody. So you can also be able to, you know, get talk to her within our community. And you can also be able to give, how do people reach you?
They can reach me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, Smart Decision. You can look me up. That's my number right there. Our website, www.wefixitsmart.com. You can go on there, book us. We come out wherever you at. We can dispatch a technician to come get you.
That's so awesome. All right, so I'm going to give you a little water break if you want to have a little water break. I'm going to run a quick commercial just to give her a second, and then we're going to get into five. I want you to think of five tips for preventative maintenance that the women who are on the road can be able to use, okay?
Okay, for sure.
Awesome, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to show a video from the Breaking Bobby Bones show that's on National Geographic. I had an amazing opportunity to be able to.
I like this. There are cars everywhere.
Bobby's, you're about to get on the interstate.
Oh,
so
my
slow
God.
The truck down.
Oh, God.
Slow the truck down. Slow, for real, slow the truck down. Stay over here on the left, okay? Take your high side. Go up here, okay?
I cannot believe I'm getting on the interstate.
Accelerate. Stay on this side. Accelerate. Go faster. Go faster, faster, Bobby, faster.
Crap.
Look at all this traffic.
There are cars everywhere.
And now we're gonna take it to the highest gear that you ever been in. We're gonna take it to the 10th gear.
Now.
There we go.
10th gear right now!
All right, and we're back here at the She Trucking Podcast. Today, I have Miss Sam. We're talking about being a female in a male-dominated industry and doing diesel mechanic. And as y'all know, it's so many females that's out here doing things that they said we there's not a space for us to do. But we're here to highlight and bring those women and show you how amazing they are. Also spotlight their business so you can take advantage of the opportunity of working with them. Okay. Miss Shauna, she actually was our business spotlight today on the She Trucking Podcast. She did an amazing job. And if you want to spotlight your business, then make sure that you give us a contact or give us a call, DM, or go to our website, shetrucking.com. It's right below. You can go to shetrucking.com and let us know that you want your business spotlight. We're going to start doing that on Saturdays, okay? It'll be spotlight, business spotlight on Saturdays. And she did an amazing, amazing job. So I see y'all saying it's so cool, awesome. So I'm just waiting for Miss Sam to come back as she is taking a little water break or maybe, and then she'll come back and she's going to give us tips. So share this out. And if y'all will, make sure that this is live and in the She Trucking community, because on my side, it's not saying it is live. So if you make sure that it is live in our She Trucking community, amongst our 30,000 women in the industry, I'm so happy to be able to empower and bring this information to you all. So thank you so much, Dr. Tina, from CTR Media Network, for sharing and making sure that it's in our community. So let's see. If y'all have any questions, go ahead and post it. I'm getting ready to bring her back with her top five safety tips for preventative maintenance. All right, you ready?
All ready.
Okay. So please share your five. First of all, introduce yourself again for those who may be new to watching us.
So once again, you guys, I'm Phil O'Brien. They call me Sam. I'm the owner of Smart Decision Truck Repair. We do mobile repair. We do pretty much diesel trucks, tractors, trailers, forklifts, any type of industrial equipment. We specialize in working on all that type of equipment. And if you want to look us up, we on Instagram, Smart Decision, or you can check our website out at www.wefixitsmart.com.
Absolutely. Miss Stephanie just asked the question. I'm getting ready to pop her website up. But she just asked, how long have She Trucking been thriving? I'm so excited to give you this answer. Okay, because this is our 6-year anniversary on April the 1st. I've been doing this for 6 long years. Started She Trucking within the semi truck. So it's been 6 long years that we have been thriving and empowering women in the industry. And today we get the power of female mechanic. And now you're making me think of the time that I looked for a female mechanic and I could not find
one.
I couldn't find it. So this is history.
Well, much needed. Why? Because, like, I feel like a lot of the men, they take advantage of the females in the industry. So, like, when they see a female come in by something, they feel like you don't know what you're talking about. So they could tell you anything. You're going to believe it, and then they're going to bap you, you know? So it's like, that's why a female, somebody that you can relate to is important, because you won't kind of like, they'll educate. Like, that's one of my things with my customers. I always try to educate them. Even though I know they might not know, I'll try to educate them. I show them videos. I show them pictures, things, just so they can kind of be aware. So the next time they might be able to either identify the issue or, you know, they can kind of know. And then they can say, hey, I see this going on in my truck. Can you help me out? And it kind of give them a better understanding of their vehicle or their truck that they drive. So that's kind of like why I kind of bridge the gap. But I try to educate people and not just keep taking their money. It's like, all right, I'm going to take your money this time. But the next time, I'm going to need you to know that this is what you need to do.
Absolutely. That is awesome. It's awesome. Because I've been... okay. Bye.
I already know.
Absolutely. You know, I remember paying for a little, I never forget, I keep it with me. I will pull it. The little bit of pen cost me $300 to stop the air leak. The man cut the cord. He put it together on one side, the $3. Yes. And I paid $300. I went to the AutoZone. And got me a package of those things. And every time that air would go out, I would push it together myself. And just imagine I would have paid $300 every single time.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. So being able to educate people saves people money in a trucking company, which is so important. And you always want to have a mechanic on staff if you can. And for my owner operators, you always want to know a mechanic. This supposed to be your best friend.
Good mechanic, not them shade tree mechanics. The good mechanic,
not just any, but smart decision. So make a smart decision when you're looking. Okay, so give us 5 safety tips for preventative maintenance for all our women drivers. I am gonna put the spotlight on you so you can be able to give your 5 safety tips.
Okay. So I would say one of the first steps is always checking your fluids. Like, it's very important to make sure your fluids are always topped off, especially your coolant and your oil, because if your oil low or if your coolant low, your truck gonna shut down. So that's gonna prevent you from that red stoplight from coming on just by you checking your coolant levels. A lot of times I get calls from y'all say, hey, my stoplight on, I don't know what's going on. Check your fluids. It's a part of your pre-trip. So do it. Check it. I mean, even if you know you're not getting your truck serviced on a regular, just make it a habit of checking your fluids. So that's the first thing I would say. Another thing that I would give you guys is that a lot of trucks have the DPF systems on it. So a lot of issues with the DPF. A lot of the issues that I get with the DPF is that the drivers are idling their trucks too much. And by you idling your trucks too much, that make the filters clog up. And then, you know, we got to come out and force a regen, or we got to clean the filters or something like that. So if you can prevent from idling your truck, don't do it. I know you want to run your AC and stuff like that, but try to minimize idling your truck, because all you're doing is just making that soot build up, and then every sensor in there going to start acting crazy. And every time a sensor act crazy, it's going to cost you $500 to $1,000 for me to come. So that's a help to save you money. Another thing I would tell you guys is to check for air leaks. The main reason why you have air leaks is because you either got moisture in your tanks and you're not dumping your tanks on a regular. So it's very important for you to dump your air out your tanks. Make sure that, you know, you don't have any moisture or dirt or anything like that that's kind of sitting in there, because all that's going to do is pass through the lines and basically prevent or cause air leaks. And once you get an air leak, it's not just that one air leak. It's going to be 4, 5, 6 other air leaks. So it's just best that you just do the things. And that's the most important thing, is dumping those air tanks and make sure you don't have any moisture in your lines, so your air lines don't start leaking just because there's moisture in there. Another thing I would tell you guys is, like, well, since we kind of getting in, we about to start getting into the warmer months. But in the cooler months and stuff, you definitely going to get a lot of coolant leaks, because you know, when it gets cold, the rubber on the hoses, they started getting, like, hard. So it's like sometimes you might just have a mechanic go in and tighten up all your clamps in the wintertime. So that way, you know, those little small coolant leaks that you have, you won't have them if you just go through and tighten up all your clamps. And that'll kind of save you a roll call and a breakdown. And let's see, what else could I give you guys? And like another thing I would say, just adding an additive to your fuel. I use Hot Shots Secrets, which is a very good one. So just adding additives to your fuel to help with, because sometimes you might go somewhere and the gas might not be that good. So just adding those additives kind of help that system stay clean and stuff like that. So those are my 5 tips for y'all today.
Awesome. Those was excellent. Especially the additive as well. The every truck has some type of air leak at some point. So those are really, really great tips. I use that Lucas as well, like Hot Shot and Lucas. You know, listen, whatever you use, just use something.
Use something.
Yes.
You might not think it don't do nothing, but it does. It's maintenance, you know. And it's like the little money that you spend there is going to cost you, save you thousands down the road just by you doing maintenance. People don't know that, but that's the real. That's like, my trucks don't break down because I do maintenance on them, because I make sure that I stay on top of them. And if I do see an issue, okay, I'm going to put that on my list. And then when we make this run, we need to come back and fix that. But I'll just keep it going, because what happens is that one issue that you have, if you allow it to continue for too long, then now you're going to create another issue. Then that issue going to create another issue. Now that little $300 then turned into thousands of dollars. So that's how it goes.
All right. So, that's some really, really great advice. I always keep you some. I'm a duct tape and mechanic.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta keep some duct tape. You gotta keep some JP Weld. You gotta keep you some of that heat sealing stuff. I mean, it's just, you gotta be hands on for real. Surviving trucking.
That's right. So let's go into, you just said you have trucks. Did I hear you say you have trucks?
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Being an owner operator, you have your CDL as well. Yes. You didn't just stop and just say, I'm just going to be. And let me just say this for y'all who don't know. A lot of these mechanics don't even have a commercial driver's license.
No.
So they driving your truck when they moving it to be able to take it and put it in the shop and moving it without a CDL.
Yeah.
People don't even know that. So I want to commend you for getting your CDL.
Of course.
About how it is right now out there in the trucking industry.
I would say that right now, it's definitely about saving right now, because like with the rates, you know, you're seeing $2 a mile, and you know, in a box truck, they trying to come at a dollar and something a mile on the rate. So it just, the only way to really kind of like win right now is it by cutting costs, you know. And that's kind of like what I do. I try to, when I'm planning my trips, I'm making sure that I'm planning my routes. I'm making sure that my fuel, wherever I'm stopping to get my fuel at, it's got the right rate. Like, I don't just tell my drivers, hey, go anywhere. No, we got set locations where you need to go. Like, so that's one of the biggest things by trying to save, like, because the way the rates is and stuff, one breakdown, you out of business. So it's like you have to, like, try to, like, cut what you can and make it make sense. And what I try to get my people right now, since the rates, like, what I tell my customers now, hey, I had a customer calling by the air leak. I know what it's going to cost me to come out there for an unscheduled air leak, but your driver in that front seat, he should be able to change out that little part that you calling me about. So I don't help coach, you know, drivers into fixing little small repairs just to save my customers money, because right now it's tough. So I'd rather save them. You know, I'm not really worried about maximizing on my customers. I just want to keep them going because they keep me going. So it's like, if they not making money, I mean, what is the purpose of them even being in the business? So.
That's right. Great advice. Great information. I got another question for you. So, how often should you get a PM?
How often do you all get a PM?
You get a PM.
You're supposed to get them every 10,000 miles, but you know, you running 10,000 miles in 1 month. So I see you guys every other month, you know, or every few months, but you should not be running that truck over 3 months without getting in service. But if you running it hard, you definitely need to be getting in service once a month, like you 10,000 miles. But you know, if you got it, you know, and then like a lot of times, like what people don't understand is that just by switching up, like adding the additives and stuff, you get a longer life out of stuff. So you know, you that 10,000 miles, you might get a little more out of it just by adding additives and doing certain things or using a higher grade oil. You'll get 20,000 miles instead of 10,000. So it's just certain things that we do to try to save in that way. But you definitely need to have eyes on your truck at least once a month. Even if you're not getting a PM done, you need to have somebody walk over and just put their eyes on your truck and just make sure everything is good, because the driver not going to tell you everything. And then it's going to be too late once they get out there and you can't find help. And now you got to spend all this money just to get help. I mean, that's a tough feeling. I don't know how you do it, because I wouldn't be able to do it, because it's, you know, I mean, just getting out somewhere, your truck breaking down, you know, you got to spend all this money and don't you have a driver. Now you got to spend all this money to get your truck fixed and then you still got to pay your driver. Like, it's tough.
It is. And I want y'all to also clean up under your engine. I like to take and get my engine washed. Can we talk about that? I do. I like my engine to be clean, you know, and because it makes my clothes clean when my engine is clean too. So I like my engine to be spotless. So let's talk about that.
God, it's definitely some nasty trucks out there. And like I said, even though you might feel like it's not important, it is, because like you said, cleaning that truck out, certain debris and stuff get inside of stuff, and then next thing you know, you having issues. You know, that's that oil and stuff stuck at the bottom of your truck is gonna start getting into your airlines and your air system, and then you're gonna wonder why you gotta keep having fixing air leaks, because you got all this oil buildup up under your truck with all your airlines and stuff in, and that's getting into your system.
Right.
So you just gotta just prevent them maintenance, you know, try to prevent that. Definitely keep your truck clean.
Miss Shauna said, how many trucks do you have, Sam?
Three trucks.
All right. If y'all have any questions, keep on posting them. Follow, like, share, and subscribe. Make sure you subscribing as well. What motivates you? I'm just so motivated right now. So what motivates you?
Honestly, I would say my family. They motivate me, like, because like I know where we came from, I know what my mom sacrificed to get me here. So it's like they my motivation, like I gotta take it to the next level. So it's like, you know, having that support system and just being inspired, that kind of keeps me going. I don't know what I'll do without my support system. So
absolutely. So have you serviced a lot of women in the industry?
I would say I service a lot of men in the industry. I service a lot of men. That's why I say I'm so used to it, because every guy I go to work on their truck, they always looking at me crazy. until I get done. They like, dang, you know, because they don't believe it until I show them. So I always show them out. I got to.
This is your superpower. This is your superpower because everybody
can do.
Yeah. So right now we know that it was this whole thing during the pandemic. Parts was all on back order, and you couldn't
now
even
find. Parts are high.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, you want now? You want the sauce?
Yes, I want it. I want it. I want the. Listen, we're gonna be bringing you a truck to Atlanta.
Okay, so definitely with the parts were definitely to an all-time high, and it just the key when it comes to parts, like the most if you're trying to save money on parts, preventive maintenance, you know, because what happens is if you gotta wait to the last minute to get that truck fixed and you broke down. Now you got to go local somewhere and get that part so you can get that truck back in motion because you waited to the last minute to see about it. But if you plan ahead, then you can go and find the parts online for way less. And then once you do that, now you can order the part, already have it, and boom, have a mechanic come out and put it on. So it's just like, that's how you save. That's with the parts, like, I mean, the dealership, they gonna tax you, you know. So when they say, hey, man, why the parts are, I got to go to the dealer to get them, you know, because we waited to the last minute. But if we have time, if we already know in advance that we can plan and we can get products for cheaper, order them online, get them in advance, and boom, that's how you save money.
Absolutely, absolutely. That was a big problem. Was a lot of trucks set because they didn't have the parts. Because
the dealer didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The dealer. But let me tell you, though, the dealer did have it. They just didn't have it for y'all. They had it. They just didn't have it for
that's
they,
true.
You think all them trucks in the dealership not getting fixed? They getting fixed. Right. People started bringing, they just wanted to keep everything in-house.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. So what companies do you recommend when looking for parts? Like what sites do you use?
Okay, so I would say when you're dealing with freight liners and stuff like that, there's a lot of vendors out there. Sometimes the most important key when you do need parts is if you do need a part that you got to have, you need to get the part number. Once you get the part number, you can find the part. So you can find it on Amazon, you can find it on... I use partsgeek.com. I use, like, as far as logo, Fleet Pride, Truck Pro, just like aftermarket places to get parts for less than what I would pay at the dealership.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I'm writing that down. Get your part number, as she said, and go and get part your number. Part. So when they tell you, and they already looking at you like you're a woman, and then don't be a black woman.
No, and you got to get the part number, baby.
You better get your part number. You better look it up yourself.
Look it up yourself.
Because they'll also jack the prices up on you for that part.
Because I'm going to tell you, though, and it's not even that. Like, even with me, like, if I have to go get a part, right, wherever I got to go get that part, it might take me 30 minutes. It might take me an hour. It may take me an hour and a half. So not only did you pay me for the part, you got to pay me for my time.
Right.
So if you want to cut that, then you need to do the leg work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It makes sense.
You know, otherwise, it's like, hey, it took me an hour and a half to go, you know, like, I have to be compensated for that time. It's business.
That's true. That's right. Okay, so we're going to do a She Trucking meet and greet. It's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. It'll be this summer doing DOT Blitz.
I'm ready.
DOT because I know a lot of us drivers coming out the road. And so we're going to do a She Trucking meet and greet. I definitely want to make sure you in the building because I know so many people going to want to meet you after seeing them on the podcast, whether you're watching it live or on the replay, and they're going to want to meet you. So I just want to put that in your ear and give you an open invitation to the She Trucking meet and greet. It's going to be amazing, y'all. And it's not on the website, so don't go look on my website yet because I'm going to be posting this into our community. when we start taking getting people to sign up. Okay, so I just want to put it out there in the atmosphere as I'm building the She Trucking meet and greet. So it's going to be amazing. It's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll
do June or July
during a DOT blitz. So let's talk about the DOT blitz.
Oh,
that's a good one.
How to get ready for it.
How to get ready for the DOT blitz.
How to get ready for it.
Levels of inspection, if you know the levels of, how many levels of inspection. So just talk about how to get ready for the DOT blitz.
I mean, the most important thing is just make sure your truck is in compliance. When I look at a truck, like I said, you don't want to have no leaks, no exhaust leaks. You don't have no leaks, nothing that could cause a fire. You don't want to have brake issues, tire issues. Like, it's just hot things that it's kind of like, if I look at your truck and I see a couple of things good, then I might not even go any further, you know, as an inspector. But if I look at the first couple of things and I'm already seeing like, oh, your tire's bald, your brakes all below spec, that's going to make them want to go more in depth and start looking for more stuff. So it's like, you just have to keep those hot items that you know that you got to have right. Your lights got to be working. Your brakes, your tires, they got to be good. Like, you can't have no major oil leaks, can't have no wheel seal leaks. You know, like, just certain things, you know, you want to stay on top of, because they going to shut you down. And when they shut you down, it's going to cost.
And if them wheels ain't turning,
we ain't earning, baby.
That's right. So we want to keep
playing ahead now. Get the start, you know. Hey, okay, because my goal is with my trucks is like, I don't want no breakdown. So if we ran this week, no breakdowns, cool. Like, we're gonna put this little money to the side and we're gonna build that money up. And then, like, if we don't have no breakdown, we're gonna do like one thing a week or one thing a month that we're gonna fix on the truck, just to kind of keep it going. And that little stuff matters. It does. Like, little repairs, they matter.
Absolutely. So Miss Shauna said, we will see you at the meet and greet. Can't wait.
Absolutely. So
CTR Media Network is on. They say they can't wait. They are so excited. As you know, CTR Media Network reached 350 million people.
Oh, wow.
In 350 million households nationwide. And in awesome. 100 countries as well. So,
wow.
Absolutely. CTR. So that's, I got a CTR. That's right. That's who we are. And so, okay, my next question. Annual inspections. I know that's the first thing. Once you get your truck, you do all your paperwork, then you have to have an annual inspection. And this is why, let me pop your phone number back up. This is one of the most important reasons why you need her number. Okay. So it's required for you to do an annual inspection every single year.
And you have to be certified to do it.
Absolutely. Speak on it. Speak on it.
Speak
on it. Oh, she got a pop, but yeah. Let me give her the spotlight. I'm taking myself off. So let's talk about those annual inspections and how to.
Okay, so pretty much annual inspection and a pre-inspection are totally different, because the annual inspection is only checking for safety items. It's only making sure that nothing on your vehicle can fall in a roadway or something and cause somebody to have an accident or you an accident, or create anything unsafe. So that's why I said, with your tires, your brakes, you know, your lights not working, you got, like, it's just, those are just minor things that they look at on an annual inspection. We looking to make sure your frame not cracked, and make sure there's nothing on your truck that can fall off, like I said, and hurt somebody. It's not really more so about how good your truck run. That's not what an annual inspection is. So when you're like, well, I thought I just got an inspection. An annual inspection is not like getting a PM or a pre-inspection. It's simply just checking your truck out for safety issues and saying, hey, this truck shouldn't be on the road because the brakes are not good, or it has a bad air leak, because that is something that we check on an annual inspection, is if you have air leaks in the system. So it's only for safety issues. They don't care about if your transmission shifting funny.
Exactly. So I got a question. So, because I, you know, as a female, we'd be nervous. So we're like, hey, I want to just take it into the shop. You know, so do you do any type of consultations where drivers can bring in their equipment? You could just do a look over. I think about it as like a pre-trip inspection, a high level pre-trip inspection.
In terms of like if they purchasing it, or it's just, hey, I got a vehicle and I just need you to do just inspect it to make sure everything is good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they can bring in their trucks anytime, whether, because I may already have an inspection done already on the truck, but now it's been a couple months.
And typically we call those A inspections, which you get them done every 3 months, where somebody's like, you know, checking the truck out, and then every year you're getting that complete annual inspection. But on a maintenance interval, that's when you really inspecting your vehicle, is when you're getting it serviced, or with somebody coming out at least once a month, and just especially if you got a fleet, that just keeping eyes and making notes, because like I said, that's how you save money. Just by staying on top of it, I promise you, it works. Cause it's always something happening with these trucks. Like, it's always something. So it's like you have to stay on top of it. Like, and unfortunately, if you have drivers, then you have to have drivers that stay on top of it. So that's kind of like another thing that I'm trying to implement, where I'm more so educating the drivers and kind of getting them where if they start fixing a lot of little stuff, like you said, the air leaks and stuff like that, throw them a couple of dollars, throw them, you know, and save you a few hundred by not having to call me out for something that I feel like your driver should be able to do if you let me show them. So
absolutely. You're doing so good. Great set. You're doing really good. You're doing great. Absolutely. And Matt, because you know what the problem is in trucking? They don't pay drivers for pre-trips. So they don't even pay for the safety part. They don't pay for pre-trips. They don't pay for people to fuel their truck. And you see, I'm sitting back, and behind me, you can see my pre-trip inspection. I mean, my driver's log there. Right. And so the only time you do get paid is to drive. And I think if that incentive will make it where drivers really take better.
You have to get them some type of incentive, because honestly, being a driver, it's just a lot. You know, you got to deal with the driving. You got to deal with the people on the road. You got to deal with these people at these warehouses with their nasty attitudes. It's just so many different things you got to go through as a driver. So, and then, you know, they need that little extra, you know, because guess what? That little bit you get them gonna save you thousands of dollars if you just get them some type of incentive for staying on top of their stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Let me read some of these amazing comments that have came through. Everybody's so excited that you're here. I don't see how they run those trucks without getting right every few months.
Absolutely. They don't. They just break down every week.
That's true. A lot of trucks
every week.
Yeah. I seen the IFTA sticker in 2022. They said it was in 2018. Somebody said, can you drive this truck? I said, I didn't do it now. That means it's not been
inspected. Just get in and drive.
Right. So you have to check the inspections. Where on the truck is it located? So you can see when the last time an inspection has been done. Where are a couple locations they can look?
You can find it on the driver's side. It's usually by the hood, or it can be like right by the door, or right on that side fairing, or you can open up the door and it might be on the inside right there. But it should be definitely very accessible, and it should be somewhere to be seen, because just like DOT, they don't need to be searching for your inspection. They need to already see that their truck is certified. Otherwise, they don't start digging more, because it's like, oh, you don't even have that? Oh, let me see your stuff.
Absolutely. And you got to have a copy of it, your annual inspection.
Inside the truck. Yep.
Inside the truck. This has been an amazing show. I'm going to ask you two more questions. I know we've got about 3 minutes, but I want to ask you two more questions. Actually, if anybody have a question, y'all better post it right now in the comments because we almost, this hour went by fast. Yes. And so my next question, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What advice do you have to the new generation? We got a new generation out here that is coming into truck and they don't know what they want to do. The only thing they think about is that driver's side. So I want you to talk to my generation that's turning to 18. How old do you have to be a diesel mechanic?
You can start as soon as you graduate, honestly.
Talk to them.
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly.
Talk to my babies and tell them.
Okay, so honestly, like diesel mechanic, being a mechanic, working on trucks, maintenance, you know, tires, that stuff is not going anywhere. This is a very good business. It's very rewarding. So I would say to people that maybe like not sure on the fence about it, it's definitely a growing business. It's not going anywhere. So it's definitely something that you will want to tap into. If you want to tap in with Smart Decision, we would definitely love to bring you on board, get you trained up, and show you how to become a diesel mechanic in this field. So it's something that is not going anywhere. Like I said, you can make a good living for yourself. It won't be like a struggle. So I definitely would encourage you that if you're on the fence about something or you want to challenge yourself, it's very, I would just say probably the strongest skill that you would probably need is to be a good listener. Like you have to be willing to learn and you have to be open to learn and be hands-on. If you hands-on and you like to learn things hands-on and you're a visual learner, then this could be something that could be good for you. Just tap in.
Absolutely. And again, her website is We Fix It.
It's smart.
Absolutely. We Fix It Smart.
.com.
And just tap in. And this is Smart Decisions. It's the name of her company, Smart Decisions. The phone number is 678-431-2625. So make a smart decision. The next time that you out there and you need somebody and you're in the Atlanta area or the surrounding areas, reach out and tap in.
And I get calls from people that I'm gonna be real, like sometimes cousin call me from different states and stuff like that, and they might have to drive in the truck and we get them off the road just over the phone. So don't be just no question is a dumb question. If you're not sure, give us a call. If we can educate you, we will. And if we need to be a service, we will be there too.
And now my next question is, say if I got a truck and they like, oh my God, I got to bring it somewhere. Do you have somewhere to park my truck or that I can?
We have locations that we partner with for parking and stuff like that. So we definitely have that access to be able to park trucks. And if anybody needs like I said, any type of movement of a truck or something like that, we can provide those services too.
Absolutely. We got a question. I'm going to let you read it so you can answer it. Miss Shauna Seller says, Sam. Okay.
So from manual to automatic, honestly, I feel like everybody should know how to ride a manual first before they get into automatic, because it's like you can't drive an automatic truck how you drive your automatic car. So you have to understand how the gear ratios work when you accelerate and your RPMs and all that stuff. You have to understand as a driver, period. So I feel like with automatic transmissions, drivers don't get that understanding, and that ends up causing, you know, trucks losing themselves on mountains and stuff like that because the driver don't understand RPMs, engine brakes, acceleration, and things like that. So that's my thing with, I feel like people should have manual experience before they get an automatic, so that way they can kind of understand how to work an automatic.
I totally agree. I think you got to be totally qualified for trucking, the industry that you're in. I like being able to drive 13 speeds, 10 speeds.
I like the automatics in the traffic, but it's like when you, like I said, you still have to know how to drive it. So it's like, and I feel like you should know how to do both, honestly. But if you don't know how to do both, then you still should understand RPMs and, you know, putting your engine in low gear and that type of stuff if you're going to operate automatic transmission. You should know how to control it.
I said I had two more questions. Okay, now I got two more questions. Right. Okay, I'm sorry. You made me think of something else. So, was it scary when you pivoted and said, hey, I'm going to become an entrepreneur. I'm going to take a leap of faith and I'm going to go. I'm going to name my company. I'm going to do everything necessary to stand on my own two feet. So, tell us about that.
I would say that I've been preparing for it my whole life, but it definitely was that fear of just completely stepping out on faith, in which that's what I've been taught to walk by faith and not by sight. So I just had to take that leap of faith and trust in God on that move. And I mean, it's been wonders. So I can't complain. I would just say that, you know, you're never going to know how far you're going to go until you try. So I've been studying. Everything that I've done, I've prepared myself for this. I just didn't know it yet. And now that I'm here, I love it. So.
Awesome. So it's scary to go out there and be like.
It is. It is. Because I face challenges every day just by being a female. And like I said, just being in a male industry is like. It never stops. It's never a day where I don't have to show myself or have to show people like, hey, this is what I do. Like, you know, you might have your opinions and, you know, you can't in your mind figure out how I know and how I can do this. And like, let me tell you, I had a driver the other day and I was teaching him how to put a tire on. And I mean, he sat there and fought with that tire and I let him fight by 10 minutes. Then I came over there, two sailors with a bar and I put it on. He was like, I say everything ain't about strength. Sometimes it's just about technique. So you trying to go at it like a man and handle it, and it don't take all that. So he just like, dang man, you this. I'm like, hey, I'm just, you know, but that's just the nature of what I do. So I'm used to educate people in the process of them trying to figure out how I know what I know. But it is what it is. I'm used to it.
I love it. All right, so for my last we got so many people. Oh, listen, y'all don't want her to go either. So let's shout out some of the people who are watching, because without y'all, this show wouldn't be a success. And so Miss Cindy says, amazing. She is one of our admins in the She Trucking Thank community. So the
I
community.
Believe I seen her. Yes, I seen Miss Cindy in there.
Absolutely. Miss Shauna is our lead admin and she trucking, and she said those automatic trucks.
It depends on, I wouldn't say that they not, I'm not going to say they not as powerful. It also depends on how they program. And then also, like I said, how you drive it, because they not just going to rev up. Like you said, on a stick shift, like you can rev it and you can get in your gears faster. You know, when we drive a stick, I can start off in fifth gear. You're not starting off in fifth gear and automatic. You're starting at that one. So, like, you have to know how to manually shift that automatic to get it in fifth gear so you can take off faster.
I like my automatic truck that I drove for Volvo and the R-Torque video made by a truck driver named Joel Moore, who was on the She Trucking podcast a couple weeks ago. I absolutely love that automatic truck. It made my life so easy, but I do like shifting every now and then. And the only reason I like shifting, I'm going to tell you the truth, because of me.
That old trucker stuff now.
Yeah. That's it. That's all it is. It's just
it is. You know, it's like
these men wrong. Like,
you know, a driver old school, and they still know how to drive a stick. Like, oh, yeah, you one of them.
Yeah, that's all it is for me. It's just you
know, I can do it.
That's it. I just like to, you know, I like a challenge, you know. But I did love the automatic, and I wish that when I started in this industry, all the trucks was automatic, because I would have these 10
years. I mean, it has a lot of more safety features on it too, though. So it kind of like make it like, if you messing up a truck, I don't really know what you're doing, because it has a lot of features on it now to kind of to slow you down. As long as you're using those features right, you should be good to go.
Absolutely. So we have Mr. Rodney, that's Rodney Bryant, that sent a heart and a thumbs up. Nicole Ward, she is the founder of the African American Women's Trucking Association, and wow, she is on here watching you right now as well. She's amazing. She's going to be hosting the She Trucking podcast on Mondays.
Awesome.
But she's amazing, amazing, amazing. We have Miss Shauna Work Smart. That's right. Prince, thank you, Prince, for tuning in from YouTube, sending you love. Miss Ashley is one of our moderators in She Trucking as well. She dropping so much knowledge. I know. I'm gonna try to keep her. Straight line. Okay, so
Praise Shaker, baby. Praise Shaker.
What's your favorite truck? Which truck is your favorite?
I mean, honestly, I like anything that got a Cummins. I could rock with a Volvo. Volvos make good trucks. Kenworths. It just depends. Like, a truck is a truck. They all have different features. But like I said, certain things are programmed because that's how the truck is set up. You can tweak things on the truck, but I can't get into all that right now. But, you know, it just depends on what type of parameters on the truck. Because at the end of the day, it's still a diesel engine. So it's all in how it's programmed to operate. That's it. Especially when you're driving a company truck, they got a lot of stuff set up where you just, you know, you can't do nothing.
Did you just say Volvo?
I like Volvos. Everybody can work on Volvos. They good trucks. For real.
Volvo.
Any truck got a Cummins engine in it. I mean, them trucks gonna last. I'm not too much of a fan of a Detroit 15, the Detroit 60s all day, because that truck, I got that one. So that truck will go all day. Like, it's gonna last after these 15s fall off. So
absolutely. And you know what I love about the Volvo is that was the first truck where I could reach the pedals. I'm 5'3". And so I was like, oh, I could push my seat
adjust
up.
The pedal.
Adjust it. It made me feel so safe in the
truck. More features. It just had more features. You know, like a Freightliner is like a Ford, like in the industry. That's what it is. It's a Ford. And then the Volvos and the Kenworths and stuff, they're just a little, just got more features on it. You know, and so it's like Cadillacs. So
absolutely, but we get to the Peterbilt, you real grown then.
Yeah, you big money. You in the Peterbilt? Like, I don't even want to go that way because you gonna have to go get that money if you in that Peterbilt.
Absolutely,
you got to pay for that, boy.
Absolutely, Mama. Shout out to. Okay, and then let's see what else we have. Let's see, I love Nicole. Oh, look at this sisterhood. I just love it. I love Shauna. I love Nicole.
Love in the air.
Yes, great interview, Sheree and Sam. I definitely learned a lot. Awesome.
Awesome, perfect.
Big money trip. So my last thing, I always like for people to close out with a quote. What is your favorite quote? And it don't necessarily have to be, sometimes it's something that Jay-Z might have said. I may quote, you know what I'm saying? So it could be anything that just motivates and inspire you. What is that quote, that your favorite quote?
My favorite quote, I would say my favorite saying is going to be related to this, which is 333, Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things without knowing not. So that's pretty much my thing. Like, if you want something, you got to go for it. You got to ask for it so you can receive it.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So you the reason why I saw 333 today on my clock.
Oh, I don't know, but that's me, baby.
I promise. I look. I said, oh, it's 333. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm a numbers person. And I was like, I wonder what that is. I didn't know you had. Look at that. Okay, I want y'all to really look up the numbers. If you are not into numbers, look up those numbers. That is a great Bible verse as well. Jeremiah 3:33 is easy to remember and just live by it. As y'all saw, we had an amazing woman on this show today. Absolutely amazing. this has been one of the best shows. I have really enjoyed it, especially coming from the owner-operator perspective. I'm going to be bringing you a truck here soon.
We ready for it, so bring them on in. Let's get it.
My last question, sorry, it was false, is if someone right now is interested in getting a truck or looking at a truck at an auction, do you ever go to the auctions with it? Will you go to the auctions?
Yes, I do pre-purchase inspections. I highly recommend if you're going to purchase a vehicle that you get a certified technician to check that truck out, because you don't want to purchase something and not know you're going to have things wrong with it. So you don't want to purchase something and not know what you're getting yourself into. You want to have it on your mind like, okay, if I buy this truck, I'm going to have to put $5,000 into it, or I'm going to have to put $10,000 into it. So how much money I got to play with to buy a truck? Then that's where you set your budget at. So you definitely want to get it inspected. We go to auctions and inspect trucks. We go out of state to inspect trucks. Wherever there's a truck at, we'll go and inspect it for you, provide you with an ECM report, as well as any type of inspections on it. We'll do all the inspection on it and the DOT and do a test drive on it. So that way you are sure and know what you did before you purchase it.
I love it. Thank you so much for that. Oh, wow. Information. Before you go, I want to put the spotlight on you. I want you to tell everybody who got the best women in trucking.
She trucking, y'all. One thing I know, like I've been following this woman for a long time, and she's definitely empowering women in this industry. She's definitely bringing women together. So if you haven't joined the group, I suggest you tap in the She Trucking group. We definitely be having a lot going on, a lot of people dropping gems, a lot of people in there encouraging one another. So that's very important in trucking, because you're going to run into so many things out here, and you're going to need somebody to lean on, somebody to call, somebody just to run information by, just to help you in a tough situation. So if y'all want to know something, y'all need to tap into She Trucking and get in with this group, all right?
Thank you. And on that note, She Trucking. I was able to interview my first female mechanic. I'm so excited. I just watched history, and y'all going to see more of her. Make sure that you are at the She Trucking Expo. Not Expo. Hold on, y'all. Don't let me say Expo.
Meet and greet
in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to get together. We're going to be able to meet all in person. You'll be able to, listen, bring your truck if you need your truck.
I will. Hey, bring it. We'll hook right up to it on site. Tell you what's going on.
Heard it. So make sure that y'all like, follow, share, and support. We have a long lineup of people that are coming on as well through the She Trucking podcast. That we have today was Miss Sam. Pronounce your first name.
Scylla. Last I is silent, so it's pronounced Scylla.
Miss Scylla Bryant. Mm-hmm. Today with Smart Decisions. Next week we will have our, on Saturday, okay, we'll have our women's panel for International Women's Month. We're going to be recognizing the women in our community. We have 10 women who are going to be on the panel, who are all in trucking. They all truck drivers, and so I'm excited about this panel as well. We might have to bring her back on as well. I don't know. If I get some mechanic questions, I'll bring you back. Because I can't answer that for you. So, and we're going to just keep promoting and keep on making sure that people know about her. Because this is the first diesel mechanic I ever met who, in the industry, that's a female and that's a woman. Once again, shout out to my sponsors. Relay Payments, we thank you. They are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and you can be able to save $30 at the fuel pump. Okay, so you can save $30 at the fuel pump. Also, my last sponsor, True TMS. It's a transportation management system that you can be able to use for your trucking company. And last but not least, my favorite of all, Sakari Spirits. owned and operated by a Black woman. This is a Black woman brand. So get you some. Get you some. And if you have a business that you would like to be spotlight or recognized here on the She Trucking Podcast, inbox us, send us an email, send us a message, go to the CTR Media Network, inbox and ask, how can you get your business and your product in front of our audience? Okay. And so we appreciate, yes, Miss Grace. Ms. Grace, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you for this opportunity that you absolutely, I'm here to support Ms. Sam and Smart Decisions and everyone who's a part of our community. So thank you all. Thank you all. This is history. Exactly. She's making history with and paving the way for other women who are interested in this field. Next week, get ready. I'm so excited, y'all, about the International Women's Month Women in Trucking panel with our 10 amazing drivers in the industry. Last but not least, let's please meet us in Atlanta, Georgia for the pop-up and crate. I'm sorry, for the power of podcasting at pop-up and crate. Okay, you go to ctrmedianetwork.com. I'm excited to pour into you about marketing and branding. Watch the Tina Ramsey show live. She's doing a live filming with her special guest, Nikki Ward, who is on BET, Happily Ever After. We're going to have an amazing panel with Michael Finkley. He's a celebrity. He's a celebrity interview. He only interviews celebrities, but you can go on his show. So you can go on his show, but he mostly interview a lot of celebrities. So he'll be in the building. You'll be able to talk to him, Miss Donna from Mixed Fits Radio and TV. She'll be in the building answering questions. And then we have Miss LaShawna West, who is the founder and owner operator of Pop Up and Create. So make sure that y'all are at the Power of Podcasting event. Get your tickets today on ctrmedianetwork.com, which She Trucking is powered by CTR Media Network. We will not be on any other networks unless CTR Media is there with us as well, okay? We all about unity, us coming together. So we're going to make sure that we bring everybody to this event. So get your tickets. It is limited seating. And on that note, I am Sheree Moore, the founder of She Trucking. And once again, we are in season 4. This is episode 44 of the She Trucking Podcast. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you on Saturday and Sunday of next week.
Podcasting is trending. Celebrities and everyday people every single day are starting podcasts. You may be even thinking about starting a podcast yourself. But the question still remains the same. How can you start, launch, brand, market, and grow your podcast? How can you connect with the right people in the media and the podcasting industry in order to elevate your visibility? And what type of mindset do you really need to have in order to be a successful podcaster? And the big question, how can you monetize your podcast? Well, hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. Tina J. Ramsey, host of the Tina Ramsey Show, podcast coach and podcast network owner. And the good thing is that I have you covered. You can ask all of these burning questions and so much more to our experienced media and podcasting professionals on our live Q&A at the Power of Podcasting event that I am personally inviting you to on May the 6th from 2 to 7 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia at the Pop Up and Create. I want you to experience for yourself a live taping of the Tina Ramsey Show, and your ticket, get this, includes our number one podcast course, an autographed copy of the Power of Podcasting book, a swag bag with exclusive goodies, delicious food, and networking. So whether you are looking to just simply expand your knowledge, connect with like-minded individuals, or simply have a good time, our event has something for everyone. So I don't want you to miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I want you to buy your ticket and secure your spot for our event, because it is the event of the year. Because these tickets will sell out fast. So go to ctrmedianetwork.com and purchase your ticket today. I can't wait to see you there at the Power of Podcasting. Get your ticket today at ctrmedianetwork.com.
Be strong.
Be strong.